glad we're back.
Baldy and the big guy.
We've been a couple weeks, right? We did a Zoom a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I think we missed a week.
No, we didn't.
We didn't.
We just didn't drop one yesterday.
That's what it was.
Because we're going live today.
There you go. That's what it was.
That's the difference. Welcome to Baldy and the Big Guy. We're using the Bar is Open podcast channel because I forgot to activate the live stream.
For our channel. Hey, so we're going to go on our Big Brother, Big Sister channel.
Yeah, it's basically what it is. Yeah. So we're good.
And then we'll just put this episode on our channel later.
Yeah. Golden Showers. Hell yeah. We always try and start out something. Why is this saying something went wrong now? Let's make sure we're streaming. Are we streaming? Something went wrong. Retry. What's happening here? What in the fuck? What is happening?
What the ever
is this thing working? There we are. We're live. Okay, I got it. MC, what's happening? Right. Cheers, perfect. Buddy.
There you
so
go.
You'll be able to see. So this is
my first live stream.
There the Baldy, the Big Guy crew. This is and the bar is open. This is Peter. It's his first live stream doing it for the Baldy and the Big Guy.
Gotcha.
Podcast. Yeah. So. Thank you, MC. He's one of the regulars on Bars Open.
MC Hammer, there we go.
MC Calcium. Calcium.
The TV's far away, yeah. Calcium?
It's not that far.
Calcium. Okay, I got you. MC Calcium, all right.
So we go back to
your way into your vitamins, all right. Good for you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Welcome to Baldy, Big Guy. I'm Greg. That's Peter.
I am Peter. Mm-mm. You're a lot to you, sir.
We're going to start out this show. So this is more, if you guys haven't seen this show, it's more of along the line of cooking, food, dumb shit that dudes do kind of show.
Yep.
If you go out, like, subscribe to Baldy and the Big Guy.
Baldy and the Big Guy, YouTube, different channel. Instagram.
I'll drop this pretty much right after we get off this onto that channel. It's just, like I said, I fucked up and forgot to activate the other channel. Because we normally just post on Friday mornings. At like 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, yeah. So that we can have a drive to work podcast. You guys know what that is?
What is that? Florida Man Lunacy. This time we did it last time on Naked Wings.
On Naked Chicken Wings.
Chicken Wings. This time we went to my favorite meat market.
Yep. Shots.
Shots Meat Markets right down the road. They're a fucking shout out to those guys. They don't know we do this. But we have blueberry hot sauce. We've got roasted garlic hot sauce. And
your favorite was
my favorite was the pineapple. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to switch up on this.
You know, so we're eating some we have some regular jalapeno poppers.
Yep.
And we have some quail stuffed jalapeno poppers that we just took off the grill. So they're nice and fucking 1,000 degrees right now.
Yeah,
which is great. We're going to put some different hot sauce on them.
Which one are you going to start with?
You know, I'm going to go with Old Faithful here.
I'm going with blueberry to start.
I'm going to do Old Faithful.
A blueberry on a jalapeno popper?
Sounds crazy, but it just might work.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to the Old Faithful on a regular old jalapeno popper. Nothing special.
It just fell apart. Because Peter, the chef.
Yeah, last time I cooked the jalapeno
This shit
poppers.
Is dope. So this blueberry stuff on a pancake, I think is going to be.
I think it'd be amazing.
Amazing. But on a popper, let me turn that damn fan down. All right, let's go. Oh, that's my fucking there goes sunglasses.
Yep.
I need another drop of that.
That roasted garlic on a regular jalapeno popper is absolutely fantastic. It takes it from a 10 to a 20.
Really?
That is so good on jalapeno popper. God damn, that's good. Because the jalapeno poppers aren't really spicy.
Did you do the regular jalapeno popper?
Regular jalapeno popper with a regular hot sauce.
All right.
Damn, that's good.
Okay. I'm going to do the roasted garlic one now.
I'm going to do a little bit of a
fucking microphone
blueberry on a quail. All
right. I'm putting a good fucking dabbing on
that. Oh, yeah. Don't be afraid.
Oh, fuck that, dude.
That's good. That's really good.
I'm telling you, the roasted garlic, it's got a kick to it. Blueberry's great. Everything's great.
That blueberry on the quail is fucking
it's ridiculous, phenomenal. Right?
Holy shit, that's good. Now, to be fair, Schatz's wings, I mean, well, Schatz's...
Poppers.
Poppers are fantastic.
Yeah.
This has adds a whole new flavor, different profile. I mean, this is really, really fucking good.
Mm-hmm. Lastly.
That blueberry is... I don't know if it's going to be the blueberry. That blueberry is really good.
That's my go-to for this one. Mm. That garlic.
The garlic on a regular one was fantastic. I mean... But that blueberry was
so the, this one doesn't have like a dropper on it because it's thick.
T-H-I-C-C-C-C-C.
Thick, thick boy.
Is that a regular popper or is that a quail?
Oh, fuck that. Yeah. Oh, that's mine. That's mine. Come the fuck. That's fucking. That's like, all right. For those of you guys that, if you even slightly like pineapple on a pizza,
fuck that fuck.
That was it.
That is so good. Order some fucking Florida Man Lucy.
Jason and, is the owner.
And put that on everything. Holy shit. This is the best thing I've ever put on. I put on pizza. I put on
burgers. Fuck it. Burgers. We did wings.
I've been on wings.
So we're going to be doing lots of these fucking taste testings with these sauces. Yeah, that jalapeno or the pineapple, because it's still hot. Like, that's a hot sauce, right? Mm-hmm. But it's got that sweet to it. I want another one of those fucking things, and they're downstairs.
They're probably gone. They'll probably the wives eat them.
Fuckers.
God damn, dude. I'm going to see your plate.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
That was
okay. How you rating them on the poppers?
On the poppers.
Poppers. We did a rating last time for on wings.
On chicken wings, yeah.
But keep in mind, this is not a wing sauce. This is a hot sauce.
This is a hot sauce. Exactly. It's not a wing sauce. It's a hot sauce.
All right.
On a regular jalapeno popper covered in bacon, that regular garlic is phenomenal.
All right.
On the one with the quail, well, let me give a number. 9, 10.
We're going fucking as high as you can go.
That blueberry and the pineapple are both phenomenal on the quail, and I'm going to give those fucking like 9, 8, both.
9, 8s. God damn, you're setting that bar dude, high.
So fucking good. That's the best thing I've ever eaten. Whoops.
Screw that.
That's the best thing I've ever eaten. Oh, shit.
I'm going, all right. God damn, this is hard. Blueberry is such a unique flavor. I don't think I can't do that one justice because I don't think I had enough sauce on it. I should have fucking drenched it.
Yeah.
All right. Favorite. Going back to the pineapple, fucking pineapple, man. That with that heat.
That's
that,
good.
That sweet.
It gives you that heat that you're missing from the cooked jalapeno.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, it's good.
That almost makes you want to fucking put like a little piece of pineapple inside a jalapeno popper.
Probably.
And
really
then
good.
Wrap them up.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Then I'm going garlic. Then I'm going blueberry. Blueberry, by no means am I talking shit about blueberry. It's just a very specific. I'm going on a popper, because I don't have anything else to compare this to. And our rating systems don't mean shit, other than we really like them. That one, the pineapple one. 9.4.
That's good.
Garlic, 9.3. This one, I can't do it justice. I'm gonna abstain from voting.
You're gonna leave out blueberry. You think it's that bad?
No. I don't. The reason I fucked
you're
it
hurting
up,
Jason.
I fucked up my review. Oh God damn it! There's the wife. I need another.
Oh God.
Nope. I'm good.
The wives didn't eat them. Oh my God.
Beth
just came in with like a
co-host for The Bar Is Open. All right, I can give it a proper review.
Do it.
Okay, that's yours.
I'm gonna do this one with some pineapple. I mean, that pineapple. Oh, there we go. All
right. Okay, I can give it a fair review now.
That is so much hot sauce. Look at that.
Who gives a fuck? I'm going blueberry. I'm still going lower. I'm going like an 8-1 blueberry.
8-1, okay, okay.
It's just a very unique flavor. Like I said, going on pancakes or some shit like that, it's fucking perfect. Got one. Mm. Thanks, sir. So that's our reviews for jalapeno, regular jalapeno poppers, and quail stuffed jalapeno poppers.
I will
poppers.
Say also, though, I think the pineapple one was spicier on wings than it was just now for some reason.
Well, the fucking, they're jalapeno poppers, dude. They're already spicy.
But fuck, those were good. Yeah. That was so good with that sauce. Man, that was good.
So go out, check out Florida Man Lunacy.
Yep.
Dude, their sauces, his sauces.
And they're not a sponsor. We just love them.
Just love them.
They're delicious.
Yeah. Fucking check them out.
Check out Florida Man Lunacy. Got some hot sauces. Get all three because they're all three.
Why are poppers such a big deal in Texas? Because when I lived in Arizona, we didn't ever.
I mean, I've always had poppers everywhere I went, but I mean, for some reason, they are big here, like, and I don't know why.
But like quail in them, I guess. Like poppers are one thing, but with quail and.
I mean,
they stuff them with fucking all sorts of shit here.
Oh, yeah, you get dove, you get quail, you get all kinds of stuff. They're just fantastic.
More bird hunting here, maybe?
Possibly. I mean, we did some doves up in Utah. I don't know.
Did you get a lot of quail stuff? Poppers in Utah.
Well, in my little town, there wasn't like a place. Like, there wasn't places like Shots or like Tri County where you could buy something. Like
dude,
that,
there are meat markets everywhere.
Yeah, there was just like HEB or whatever.
You not saw HEB, if you like, saw you know, Caleb's fucking $5 billion Wagyu steak video that he did.
$500 steak with marinated in Magdar 2020.
God damn,
which is actually really good.
But that's from a local meat like butcher. Oh, here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fucking rad. And we've got them everywhere. We've got one mile from here. I swear. We don't necessarily keep them in business.
Can you get any buy Wagyu from there, though?
I don't know. I bet you could order it.
I bet you could.
I bet you could special order it. They can get anything you want there.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're fucking dope. Hell yeah. All right.
All right. So as you see, this episode is called
Golden Showers.
Golden Showers. And the reason for that is, wait. I forgot.
Hang on, motherfucker.
We've got
pirate water.
We're drinking.
We don't know what this is. We just bought it at Walmart when we were there.
At Wally World.
Cheers. So mine is Sex on the Beach.
Mm.
And it
that seems painful.
It says Viva la Stool.
Mine says Viva la Stool.
I think that means you're going to shit yourself.
Probably. It's 10%.
It's 10% alcohol.
And it's a big old can.
One pint contains alcohol.
Mine,
what kind of alcohol do you think it has? Like malt?
Probably just like a malt liquor, malt something or other.
I'm like, is that all in English? Because I can't fucking tell. Alcohol facts. Serving size, 5 fluid ounces. Oh, so there's, wait a minute. 5 ounces is the serving size out of this.
Perfect. So we're going to do 2 of those.
So we're going to do, well, these aren't 10 ounces. These are a pint.
So we're 3.325. So we're going to drink 3 servings of this.
At 10% alcohol.
Alcohol by volume.
This is like 3 glasses of wine.
Perfect.
So, let's go, brother.
I have, on the other hand, a Miami Vice, which is a fantastic drink when you're on a cruise.
Cheers.
Cheers. I drank a bunch of them on the last cruise.
This is going to fuck.
You have
this,
sex on the beach?
This let's is see. Making me pinkies nervous. Up. Pinkies out. It's not that bad.
It's not bad at all.
Fuck me.
God damn it.
God damn it. Well, it's pretty fucking good.
It's not bad at all.
Oh, fuck. Pinkies out.
Well, there we go.
I'm going to be drunk by the end of the podcast.
I bet you are. Yeah. Well.
He can't get drunk because he's too fucking big.
I did on the cruise one night.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
I said,
it's like, I'm going to bed after his 16th martini.
Now I'm drunk. Good night. I'm going to bed. All right.
Okay. All right. So it is Golden Showers. Yes. Why is it Golden Showers?
Golden Peter? Showers. So there is a mountain, or rather a volcano, and the southernmost, it's the southernmost active volcano in the world.
Right.
In Antarctica. And it spews every day in its gases $6,000 worth of gold.
That's a lot of gold. But well, have to be willing. Do you have to wear those? You have to wear those fucking suits to go out there and collect it, probably, right? Like the silver suits.
Well, it's up in the gases in the atmosphere, and then travel up to 621 miles.
It's so not really, like it's not like barred like chunks of gold.
No, it's a gold dust. I mean, there might very well. Well, it's molten gold dust, so as soon as it goes up in the sky, it solidifies. But it's molten gold coming out of the volcano.
So it's raining gold.
So it makes you wonder, like, how much gold is just sitting in that volcano?
A lot.
It's just, I mean, it's raining $6,000 worth of gold every single day.
Is that a lot for a volcano?
I mean, I would think.
I feel like a volcano should be raining, spewing more gold than that.
But every day? But also, how do they measure that? Like, do they collect all the gold that it puts out in one day and be like, this is $6,000 worth?
I don't know.
Because somebody had to collect it to find out that.
Maybe that's how the Mayans got all their gold. Mm. They mined space dust.
That's true.
Gold.
Well, I guess maybe
it's pretty
maybe NASA from space.
It's kind of interesting that you're talking about gold and we've got pirate water. Yeah, we need a spot. This might be our fucking future sponsor.
I would certainly hope so.
Pirate water, dude?
I mean, that'd be pretty cool.
Come on. So it beckons the question about all of those fucking conspiracies that are that you know about all the conspiracies about like the South Pole, about Antarctica.
No. Oh.
So in Antarctica, on the ice sheets, stuff like that, there's no one country that has ownership rights to it, right? Yeah, so there's like different outposts and different things like that. Well, there are theoretically, well, not. There is a thing that looks like a fucking pyramid there.
Yeah.
Right? And if you go out to, I think it's Sean Ryan's show.
Okay.
He had a dude there that was stationed at the South Pole, right, that says there is crazy shit happening at the South Pole, like as far as like shit that they're testing and doing and like all sorts of crazy shit. Go watch that episode. It's fucking great. It was great. I think I've watched one full Sean Ryan episode, and it was that one. I'm all about like aliens and shit like that, right?
Well, you know, I watched the Alien vs. Predator movie, and I saw that actually in the movie.
Oh, that's fucking. Yeah. That's based on historical truth.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. That black chick fucking.
It was actually a documentary. It wasn't even a.
It's a shock doc. Is that what they call them? A shock doc.
Yeah.
They showed people getting cut in half, and it's a thing. But no, there's all sorts of fucking conspiracies down there, dude. Like the pyramids, the fucking aliens, the spaceships that can come in and out of the ice. Go check it out. That's probably why they're down there.
Well, the whole continent.
It's all about the golden showers. Those aliens are in some weird shit.
Well, they're probably. I mean, are they coming down to collect the gold, or are they just putting the gold there?
I think they just pee on each other all the time.
Oh, that's where the golden shower comes from. Okay, where's
do aliens pee?
Well, do they have wieners? Well, I guess girls don't have wieners. They pee, don't they?
I don't know. I don't know how girls pee. I've never figured that part out.
I've never watched that closely.
Neither I. I just know it comes out of women somehow.
Yeah, so it smells gross.
I'm old, and I still have never figured it out.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
I poked around down in there, and I still don't understand how that works.
Yeah,
I'm like, is that where that goes?
Nope.
Like,
why is there a giant hole? Shouldn't you go to the doctor? Oh, God. Anyway.
I'm still thinking. I'm literally thinking about it. I don't understand how it happens. Anyway, it's magic.
I don't know.
It's magic. Women are magic.
They are magic.
Black magic. Basically.
Anyway, it's 420.
Smoke it if you got it. I can't smoke.
How much weed are you smoking?
None.
None?
I have a job that I can't do that.
Give you a drug test? Your job is an office job. They give you drug tests?
They absolutely could.
No, do they?
Not recently, but they absolutely could.
When was the last time you had a drug test?
21 years ago.
So when you first started, they give you a drug test. And then you haven't had one for 21 years?
Nope.
But they can give you one any second.
Any second. They literally could.
Smoked weed?
Yep. I'm in Texas.
But you're ready to retire.
We are in Texas, bro.
But you're ready to retire.
If somebody retired me, I'd be ready to retire. I'm not ready to retire yet.
Gotcha.
Yeah, when this podcast blows up, yeah, absolutely.
And then you'll retire.
Yeah, I'll bail.
Hell yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's like once this thing just kicks off and we're making that Meghan Markle money.
Meghan Markle?
Yeah.
Who's that?
It's a chick that's married to fucking Albert. Yes.
Prince Albert and Ken?
Or Edward. No, which one is it? The redhead one? Prince William? Albert's a dick piercing, by the way.
Prince William.
Prince Harry.
Prince Harry, yes.
Prince Harry. They're she's got a...
No, I know who you're talking about now. I just realized.
She's got that cooking show that's coming out.
Oh, God. And she has a line of, like, bullshit at
Oh, no, she's Target. Doing a cooking show.
Oh, that's so stupid. So no Do no, you think edibles for you.
You are a chef. How do you think her cooking is?
Probably on a range
of 1 to 10.
Like a 6.
No. Well, maybe. The only reason would be it's because she's going to have actual chefs cooking all of her shit, and she's just going to show it off.
Yeah, my guess is...
She's not going to be any Giada. Mm.
A jihad?
Giada. No, Giada.
A Giada.
Giada.
Spaghetti.
Yeah. Spaghetti.
Yeah, yeah. No, I my guess is like a 5 or 6.
Hi, chats.
Hi, chat. Yay, Bob.
That's Beth.
Oh, that's Beth. Oh, okay.
Sorry, I'm looking at chats now, honey. Beth's screaming up from downstairs.
Yes.
All right, I got you. I got you.
No, sorry, I'm not used to this live stuff.
She's not used to live streaming. And to give us, I should be paying attention more, but normally on our other set, I've got my laptop right in front of me. In this set, it's over here. Well, so it. I'll get you guys. I'll get you. So, all right, let's catch up real quick. So Beth said truth. And we've got Beth said stupid. I think she was talking to you.
Probably.
Yeah. So there's a seed vault. There's definitely a seed vault. I think that's in
like Norway. I think it also has Oreos. I saw a commercial on during Super Bowl. It's got seeds, probably all the things, and then also Oreos. Yeah.
But all you need is corn. You need Doritos seed. You need ranch seasoning.
You need Doritos. You also need Doritos seeds.
Quit breaking things, dude.
No, I'm breaking shit.
Tighten that fucking screw down, brother.
It's tightened. It's tightened. See? There. I didn't do shit. We're live. I'll figure this out later.
Fuck.
All right. Anyway.
It's going to fall again.
I'll hold it.
You broke it. How'd you break the...
I didn't know. Break it.
Fuck it. I got it. There you go. Just talking to the fuck.
I was talking it up. I
swear.
Anyway, so I saw during the Super Bowl, yes, they have they keep Oreos and Doritos in those vaults as well. So there's the seed vaults, and then there's the Oreo Doritos vaults. Because at the end of the day... At the end of the world, rather, you lose all of the Oreo and Dorito factories as well. And probably the people who know how to make them.
Can you I'm thinking about that, like, honestly. How do you get, like, all the Oreos will have to be pre-made?
Yeah.
Right? Have you ever made an
Oreo? Well, they're like cryo bats and stuff in there, and they're like, you know, you're like...
You're a chef. How do you make... So, Peter is a trained chef. He worked at Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
P.F. Chang's, same thing. Did you ever make anything like an Oreo?
Nope, I have not. But it won't be hard. It's just like a chocolate cookie, and then you put some cream in the middle.
So what my question is this, is how what's the shelf sustainability of an Oreo?
Of an actual Oreo from Nabisco?
Yeah, it's cryovac'd, and then you suck out all the oxygen in that room, right?
Yeah.
So theoretically, it's just in stasis.
Yeah. Theoretically, in a not a Ziploc bag, but rather a cryovac bag in a non,
it wouldn't go stale.
It wouldn't go stale. It would because there's nothing going into.
What happens with that cream in the middle? Is that really cream?
You can put chicken in a cryovac bag, raw chicken,
as long as it's cold enough,
and it'll last twice as long as
it. Well, that's why they put it in Norway, right? Exactly. So as long as it's in Norway, you're good. Bob Saget's bathtub. What's going on?
It does exist. So he said 1.5 million pounds of cheese.
What?
Oh, see that one, the cheese thing?
Yeah.
You heard of that, right?
Oh, those fucking, the big wheels.
The big wheel. No. Well, that's in Europe. But you heard about what government cheese is about, right?
No.
You never heard
of it? No, I know government cheese. I used to eat it when I was good.
Shoot. So something, I'm going to get the story fucking wrong.
Just fucking go with it.
So basically, the dairy farmers overproduced cheese for a long time. And the government would like hide it under like in a mountain, basically, to like stay cold. And there was this huge production of cheese. So then the government is like, well, what do you do with all this fucking cheese? So they decided to start giving it away to like
subsistence.
Poor people for like, food. Government cheese.
Yeah.
Like for food assistance.
It's where WIC started.
Yeah, exactly. So there's basically the government helped all these dairy farmers produce way more cheese. And then the government got the cheese and they put the cheese in a mountain and they gave the cheese to people.
Do they cover it in wax?
You know, I don't
like
know.
Like Gouda?
Or if it's just really cold.
You know, there's the Gouda wax? Like that red wax?
Did you ever get government cheese when you were younger?
Fuck yeah, I did. My dad...
Wasn't it mostly like American cheese?
Dude, it was... Yeah.
I remember being just like American cheese.
It was just a block of fucking cheese.
Yeah.
It wasn't as gelatinous as like a Velveeta.
Yeah.
But it was just like American cheese.
Yeah, it was like a block of American cheese. That's what I remember it
being. And then you just had to...
Yeah, you just slice it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's fucking terrible. Yeah,
true. And that's disgusting.
American cheese is probably the best cheese to put on a burger to evenly, though. It's down to 4 pounds since Lizzo found it.
Yeah, Lizzo found the balance, and now it's only 4 pounds left. And it's probably not anymore, because now she probably finished it off. Or shoot, if I found the amount, I probably would have finished it off.
All right, pounds. I'm going to tell y'all. Let's switch for a second. Yeah, I need to taste this one. All right, Sex on the Beach, pretty fucking good.
Well, that's better than mine.
All right. You like it better?
That's better.
All right. How much were these? Like a $2?
They were literally $1.78 at Walmart.
For fucking...
cheap as fuck for like for 10%.
For a shit ton of...
how many? Yeah, pints. 60 ounces.
Yeah, that one's better.
Yeah.
Go with the Sex on the Beach. This one's
there's
not...
other ones.
What is it supposed... what's it in a Sex on the Beach? I don't remember. It's strawberry...
Sex on the Beach, I have no idea. Miami Vice is...
strawberry and pina colada?
Well, Miami Vice is strawberry, daiquiri, pina colada.
Yeah, strawberry, daiquiri, pina colada.
Yeah.
Sex on the Beach is peach. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, go check... dude, go grab one. Fucking try them out. They're at our great Walmart, and I'm in fucking Helotes, Texas, which is outside San Antonio if you ever want to visit.
And these are made in, I think it's in Oklahoma.
That, what that. The fuck? Shouldn't this be like some fucking old, Key West or something like that? I can't read
Wisconsin.
That.
Wisconsin.
Why in the fuck are Wisconsin. These made in Wisconsin?
I have no idea. Because
I'm going to reach out to Pirate Water.
They brew a lot of shit in Wisconsin. That's
I'm literally going to reach out to Pirate Water.
Do it.
Hey, Pirate Water.
If you're listening,
tagging you right here.
I'm sure you're listening.
Can you, let's try and get a case of these.
Do it.
See? We'll see.
Why not?
And what we'll do is we'll live stream until we finish the case.
Boy, that could be a quick live
stream. I'll be asleep before you are. He's literally, he's the big man for
yeah.
a reason.
Yeah, I'm the reason that's
the big guy.
Big guy.
Yeah, Viva La Stool. I don't know what that means.
Hey, Angela, what does it mean? Answer in the chat.
Viva La Stool. My wife's in the chat.
Stool.
Woom, what's happening, brother? Yeah, we're just... welcome to Baldy and the Big Guy's inaugural live stream yeah. on the Bar is Open channel because I fucked up and didn't activate...
You done fucked up, A.A. Ron.
The, yeah, I done fucked up activating our other channel. Mm. So we're just drinking and hanging out. We did a little Florida Man Lunacy review on some jalapeno poppers. Delicious. Go check those out.
And they're delicious. Holy shit, they were good.
God damn it. Dude, those sauces, I'm about to put those on cereal and see what
you know
happens.
What? You know what? I heard we're going to do it next time. Something else. I'm not going to tell it. I'm gonna
oh, it's going to be, I think, I know what you're talking about.
I'm not going to spoil it, but it's something fucking weird.
It's more of a dessert.
It's a dessert and it's fucking weird.
I don't think it's going to be weird.
It sounds weird to me.
Like, the one that I think would be weird is that one.
That one is weird. You don't put that on the house. You don't put it on there.
I will try it anyway for science.
For the other two. Well, I mean,
for science, I got to try everything.
For the other, it's for the other two.
Yeah, but definitely.
Either way.
All right. All right. So we've got, I've got a question for you. All right, no. I'm not going to ask a question. I'm going to start a conversation here. Dude lit himself on fire in fucking New York City. We watched that shit.
Mm-hmm. I watched that 12 times.
I did too.
Yep, of course.
And it was.
Slow down. It was crazy.
Fucked up. Right, so this dude, if you didn't see yesterday afternoon, self-immolated.
Which is a new word, apparently.
Man on fire.
Yep.
Girl was on fire. Like, dude went.
Not as good as Denzel Washington. He was much better.
He was way
fire.
Better. Denzel Washington, one of the best scenes where he puts that fucking C4 up that dude's ass.
Dude, so great. And then fucking, walks away, but blows up. And
boom,
just,
right?
Damn.
But that dude... in New York City.
You know, all I want to hear, all I keep hearing in my head is Jerry Springer, or not Jerry Springer, Jerry Seinfeld. Like,
Jerry Springer.
What's the deal with everybody lighting themselves on fire? I just keep saying that in my head.
What's with everybody self-immolating?
Yeah, I just keep saying that in my head for some reason. He hasn't said it, I don't think. But I keep hearing that in my head.
Probably. Well, hey, you can take that one, Jerry. but no shit, dude. We watched that video. Showed you. Because you hadn't
seen it before today. Yeah, you showed me. I didn't even know that happened.
What?
Because it wasn't like
you were actually.
It wasn't trending on anything. Maybe it was trending on Twitter for a minute.
It's not trending on anything, dude.
But
and
I never saw it.
The only reason I bring that up is because it's going to that conspiracy stuff. Ooh, conspiracies. He had like a pamphlet, all these things talking about like Joe Biden,
well, clearly
Trump.
Crazy.
Yeah, fucking dude. If you're thinking about lighting yourself on fire, I think you'd need to call. I think there's a self help. It's like 991.
Suicide. I don't know.
I think it's like 999 or something like that. Like,
I'm not actually sure.
Dial that fucking thing before you decide to.
But that's a really good idea. But I mean, I don't. I've never been in that position. But does somebody who wants to commit suicide, are they also wanting the help to stop? Once they set their mind to it, I don't know. I hope so. There's a reason that there's those lines that are available, but.
It sucks. Like, this was a fucking gnarly video.
It says 988 on in the chat.
There you
I'm
go.
Sure
thank
that's correct. That's Womb Raider.
Yeah.
Thank you, so see that highlight line is 988. Mm-hmm. So
Thank
you. I certainly hope that when somebody needs it, reaches out because...
Yeah, it's 988.
There's a really...
Yeah. Dude, because that one, like, I watched that video and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
It's nuts. Like, what's up with that? What is really up with the people?
Like, there was the Air Force guy that did it, what, like, last month?
Like a month ago, yeah.
Or 2 months ago, something like that. This one was, I mean...
This one was just crazy. In the middle of New York City...
At a park.
Right outside of fucking like the courthouse, I think, right?
And the, I think...
You said Trump was in there. Like,
well, he was in... Thing. It was the courthouse, yeah. So they just finished seating all of the jurors and everything for his fucking whatever case, the fucking 9 billion of these in. And he fucking... the dude had been like throwing like pamphlets out, but there's a conspiracy going on about like what the pamphlets were and was he really part of this...
Did nobody pick one up and look at them?
No, there's pictures of them.
Oh, so how is there a question of whether what they are?
But are they his?
Did he not get on video throwing them out?
I don't know.
Oh,
so that's the thing. There's just like all of a sudden these.
So probably would know you're taking a picture of the guy or video until he lit himself on fire.
Saw the one video that I saw. That was the first one I saw yesterday where the dude's like walking by and he's like, holy fuck. He's like, oh, fuck, right?
And this guy's like, somebody's going to I think he's going to light him on fire.
He's like, cops, please, cops, please.
Somebody's going to come over. He's going to light him. Yep, he lit himself on fire. Like.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Dude, I'm just
that's
saying, man. Shit,
yeah.
And then, so I did see some other other posts after that. They were like, couldn't you have, like, stopped recording and run over and, like, stopped him from lighting? And you're like, no, motherfucker. The dude poured a gallon of gas over himself. Yeah,
if you want to get caught on fire yourself, nope.
No, pass. No. So, note to self, don't self-immolate. It's not the way to go.
I feel like there are other ways that are you know, get your point across. Because at the end of the day, you light yourself on fire. No one cares about what you were going to light yourself on fire for. They're going to be like, holy shit, you lit yourself on fire. But there's no reason for it.
I don't know the dude's name.
Nope, no idea.
Don't know why he did it.
Nope.
So don't do that. Note to self.
It's just stupid.
Just saying. So we'll move on from that. I had this because I start writing notes generally for our podcast because we normally record on a Saturday instead of going live on Saturdays.
Yeah.
I tend to write notes after I've been drinking for a while.
Of course.
So I end up with a whole bunch of shit in my phone that I'm like, oh, what about this? What about this? I'm just going to read this one straight out.
Yeah.
Whatever you were naked landscaping, you're mowing the yard, and you had a hill, and then you fell down a hill, and your dick landed on the mower, and you cut your dick off.
Well, so you're saying that you landed on the mower, or the mower rolled over the top of you?
Well, it doesn't matter. It only cuts your dick off.
Are you hard or soft at the time?
It doesn't really matter because your dick's
why is your dick hard if you're just mowing? Unless you get really
sad about mowing. What if you're in like a nudist colony and you're mowing the lawn?
So you're hopefully not.
But only your dick falls in it. And it's like, whoosh. My question is this. It's not about the scenario. It's about this. What animal do you want to grow your replacement dick on?
What animal do I want to grow?
Because a mouse seems too small. Or a rat.
Because they
like grow them on, don't they grow like ears on rats?
On rats. Well, don't they have like pig hearts and shit?
Well, that's, you're taking a heart out of a pig.
So I'm thinking just a pig dick.
You want a pig dick?
Yeah, why not? Just a big old pig dick. But no, you can also grow the human dick on a pig.
Like on its back?
Yeah.
Could you really?
I mean, it probably is not fully functional, but it might be a workable
dick.
Does
it require certain, DNA strands or something like that to grow a dick? Because they can grow ears. Like, they literally can grow ears.
Yeah. I have no idea, like, how that
works.
Oh, dude.
Have you ever seen... There's a dude. Fuck.
Do I have the clicker?
Yeah, I have the clicker. What I mean by a clicker is a connector. And if you watch the bar is
open... One Ray's growing his on a horse, he says.
On a horse.
Probably
nice,
a good
dude.
Idea.
All right, so... Dude grows... Dick.
MC Calcium says foliage. I think. I can't read that quite.
Says foliage.
Foliage, yes. I'm not black. I don't know what that being an issue.
All right. So this dude, all right. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to show this. All right. We're just going to show that one thing. So here. Hang on.
I'm not sure what's happening.
Huh?
I don't know what's happening.
This dude grew a dick on his arm.
Actually grew a dick on his arm?
Come on. Come up.
You had it there for a minute.
There you go. So, that, can you see that? Look at my phone if you can't see it. He grew a dick on his arm.
That's not a thumb?
No, that's his finger. That's his hand to the right.
What the fuck? That's a silicone.
That's a dick. That's absolutely a dick. Here's a better. I'm gonna get fucking. We're gonna get shut down.
Well, Balding the Big Guy was a great show.
No, it's on my fucking channel.
Oh wait, Balding the Big Guy's still around. What do you know?
So Bar's Omen's moving to the Balding the Big Guy. No, but dude, you can grow it off your arm. I think it took like months and months and months. See,
how did that even work? How would that work? I don't know. I don't know how that's even like personal. Like, how that's even possible? That has to be fake.
No, it's not. It's fucking real, brother.
Nah.
It's real. He had to wear long sleeves to work.
I'm Googling some shit when I get out. When
I just Googled it. I literally just... This dude... We're definitely getting this channel shut down. Dude grew a dick off his arm.
Nah. It's not real. There's no way.
Look, it's on Men's Health. Men's Health. It's a fucking...
Wait, this man's penis fell off due to sepsis. Doctor grew a new one on his arm. What the fucking fuck? Well, this just
it's
in.
Possible. So many questions is what Beth said. I agree, but he grew a dick.
Yeah,
off his
that's
arm.
Very. That's very.
I'm weird. Gonna. We're gonna have to clip that section.
Well, it's already live.
Well, no, we do it in post.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Life comes at you fast.
Yeah.
This pirate juice is making me do it.
Jesus Christ, that's weird.
So, okay.
Yeah, would that be fingering? Well, I mean, arming. Arming somebody? Have you ever armed anybody before?
Armed?
Yeah.
I've never, no.
Yeah, I mean.
I've never probably
that's like
gone.
Fisting. I don't even know. That would be like.
Like I, that's.
That's too much.
I've seen video. Of
I mean.
It. Like we've, dude, no. Like, okay, put your hand up next. No, that's two different things going on there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like this is like a toy compared to that fucking
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd much rather me if you're into that fist, yeah, than
than me, yeah.
Than the meat
unless
hammer
you're into
over
that
here
as well.
Yeah, I mean, my foot's not that big.
You're not growing ears on an arm; you're growing a dick on an arm, Beth.
She lives in my house with me.
Oh wait, why you can grow ears on arms?
No, you grow them on mice.
Yeah, you grow ears on mice, and you grow dicks on people's arms.
That was his arm. I think
it was also his dick.
There's probably less rejection if it's grown out of your... Dude.
Probably less ejection as like, well.
Jack.
I imagine. If he gets really excited, does his arm penis get hard?
I don't know. Don't respond to her.
Anyway, what's the next step? What's the next thing we're talking about?
We got Golden Showers. We got...
Let me read this great story out of Florida.
Yeah,
Florida man.
Oh my God.
News for the week. This is funny. I'm just gonna read it off of the website here.
All right.
Let me.
All right. This is starting to get to me. Fuck you. Switching back.
A woman last night forced her way into a male neighbor's home and sought to initiate a threesome with a girl victim and his girlfriend. Police allege. Dispatched.
Right. Slow the fuck down. What did you just say? She what?
A woman last night forced her way into a male neighbor's home and sought to initiate a threesome with the victim and his girlfriend.
She hot?
Well, I wish I could show you the picture, but there you go.
No. No.
The answer is no.
No.
So, dispatched God to a harassment complaint at an apartment complex in Monroe. A patrolman was told by the man that upon answering a knock at his door, an unknown neighbor forced her way into the residence. The woman, the victim said, began trying to have sexual activities with him and his girlfriend, according to a probable cause affidavit. While the alleged late-night incursion, however, did not result in any three-way,
damn it,
the woman did end up in handcuffs.
So my question is this. I've got two things. Don't barge into somebody's house. That's breaking and entering.
That is breaking
and don't
she
try
knock
and
on the door.
She knocked?
She knocked on the door.
Did he open it and was like, oh, hi, state? Yeah. Oh, he didn't know her.
He didn't know her.
That's right.
He also didn't invite her, and she barged her way in.
God damn it. All right. If she was hot, do you go with it?
Yeah, I guess it depends on
what it's up to your. It's also up to your significant other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, hell yeah. And then she's like, nope. And you're like, oh, this is awkward.
And now you're a dick.
Exactly. On your arm.
It's the am I an asshole scenario on fucking Reddit.
I think, right?
Have you ever seen those on Reddit?
Reddit.
So on Reddit, they do the am I an asshole? Am I the asshole? They'll ask the question where it's like, I wanted to bang her, but my wife said no. Am I the asshole? Yes. Right? Yes. Or is it, yeah, it's like, my mom wanted me to marry my brother, and I said no. Am I the asshole? It's like, no.
No.
Right? Like, it's pretty much, situation. Yeah. It's weird. She's hot. In a different scenario.
Oh, not she's hot.
No. Different.
Different scenario.
All right. The neighbor that's so hot. You're gonna speak for your wife on this one. Margot Robbie shows up. Bang, bang, bang on your apartment door, your house door, whatever it is. She's like, you and you, I got to get some shit going. Let's go. Is that a yes or a no? That's Margot fucking Robbie, bro.
It's going to be a no.
And she's going to walk out otherwise.
It's going to be a no.
And you're what? No, you're going to speak for your wife.
Yeah, she's going to say no.
To Margot Robbie?
My wife, yeah.
Absolutely. My wife. I'm fairly certain Beth would be like, let's go.
Well, that's awesome, but no.
No? Margot fucking Robbie?
I mean, I'm not saying that. I would say no. My wife would say no. And I would say no, too, because I'm a married man, happily married.
I'm talking for my wife. I'm not talking for myself. Speak for her.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, still for my wife now.
Okay. What's her name? What's the girl's name? Ah, God damn it.
When Peter coughs, it sounds like a car that won't start.
Dude, he's got a tick. It's a fucking thing. It's okay.
Yeah, I got a whole thing going on here.
It's AIDS.
I'll try to cough less into the microphone. That probably was a smart idea.
It's all good. Okay, so I'm thinking of the God damn it, what's her name?
Giada.
Not De La Renta. It's not going to matter. All right, so I'm thinking of this chick. She was in the San Andreas movie. She was the daughter of The Rock. She has the big old titties. And she also was in True Detective the first season.
Oh, I know you're talking about. I can't think of her name. You told me your name before.
Anyway, she shows up with the blue eyes.
I mean, she's I don't know.
Beth's like,
yep, down.
I can't speak for my wife. I'm just assuming. I know we're on the bars open. Channel, but whatever. Once we get over our own channel, we can talk all the shit we want.
All the shit.
Yeah. All right. So I've got.
Beth actually said yes in the comments. So you were right. I assume she was talking about that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. I've got one.
Alexandria
Daddario. Yeah. Thank you, Woon. Alexandria
Daddario.
I've said her name like a billion times. I just can't remember it sometimes, and it just happens. All right. Mine is my story. Stupid criminal story. This off the smoking gun. Woman called cops over bad batch of meth.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right.
Excuse me, on the 17th, this is past Wednesday or whatever it is.
Okay.
An Indiana woman is facing narcotics charge after she called 911 to report purchasing an inferior batch of methamphetamine and says that she wanted to file charges against the drug dealer.
We're selling bad drugs.
There's actual video that you can go out and check this out. It's the chest cam shit. They already, or whatever you call it.
Oh, so they actually came.
The police came.
Oh, yeah. God.
They responded because she reported my drug dealer sold me bad drugs.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's right? Fucking funny.
Was it
Florida?
No, this was Indiana.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
As alleged, the probable cause affidavit, Sarah Harris, 34, twice made open line calls to the police emergency number, which prompted an officer to visit her residence to ensure that everyone was okay. During the conversation with a police captain, Harris declared that her meth was not, quote unquote, not what it was supposed to be. She explained that the drug left her feeling as if she was going to have a heart attack. I've never done meth.
I've never done meth before.
I'm fairly certain that's why they give you Narcan. Or is that for fentanyl? Is it Narcan
for
heroin?
Heroin?
Or fentanyl?
Fuck if I know.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe it is. Yeah, I think no, Narcan's for that. Yeah. All right. But they could be cutting it with Narcan. Or cutting it with fentanyl. Who knows?
Yeah, that was what's killing anyways.
She explained that, yep. Harris said that she had snorted a line of meth and felt something different when it touched her skin. And nostrils. Harris noted that she and a friend had smoked a bowl of normal meth. I mean, just like everyday meth, right? Before she subsequently obtained the meth that led her to call 911. Apparently, believing
it was a little bit different than our normal meth.
It was probably super meth. Apparently, believing that the local sheriff operated the Better Illegal Business Bureau, Harris requested that the drug be tested. Harris also declared that she wanted to turn the person in, quote unquote, who provided her with the meth. While speaking with police at her home in the city of Bedford, Harris made the mistake of handing over the meth. And
so, first of all,
like
snitches get stitches.
Snitches get stitches, bitches.
The snitches get stitches. That's the first thing.
Yep.
And then, secondly, actually, that's it.
That's all I had. She got 30 month prison term for being a dumb fucking idiot.
For being a dumb bitch,
dude.
That's happens when you're a dumb bitch. Hey, if you have a bad drug thing. Probably don't call the cops and complain that you have a bad drug. Like, yeah, hey, this guy sold me bad drugs. You should go arrest him.
Yep.
No, they're going to fucking arrest you too, you dumb fucking cunt.
Just do better in life. Don't be a fucking idiot.
Don't be a fucking asshole. Like, oh my God.
What do you even do in that situation?
Don't call the cops if you're doing drugs. I don't know. Like, that's stupid. That's funny.
I'm playing picture in picture somehow. I don't know how I'm doing that, but whatever. All good. All right. That's it for us tonight. We're out of shit to talk about. It's Saturday. Guys go drink the rest of your shit. We got Pirate Water. Go out and check out Florida Man Lunacy. Florida Man Lunacy is probably, dude, he's got that shit.
He's killing it.
Dialed.
Wait, you know what? Let me double check his website real quick.
Right.
I want to double check something.
Because isn't he supposed to be coming out with another one?
Let me tell you real quick.
All right. So this is the pineapple, blueberry, and garlic. We will promote the shit out of this guy. He's been doing a bunch. Peter knows him. He's talked to him a lot of times. He's got another special sauce coming out pretty quick. Is that it?
Dude, I'll tell you this right now.
What's that one?
He just came out with Florida Man Lucy roasted garlic barbecue sauce.
That's what it is.
And holy
so
freaking
you
shit.
Got the garlic sauce, and that's the
this
barbecue.
This is amazing.
All right.
I've had it twice now. It is.
We'll try it on something.
Really,
we'll get
well,
it.
August,
we'll
August
test it out.
We'll
yeah,
it out.
So go,
really fucking good.
Go out, check out the Florida Man Lunacy. Check out fucking, I'm going to call
Pirate
Water.
Booty.
Pirate Booty Water.
It probably tastes closer to Pirate Booty Water.
I don't think I want to know about that.
That's the water that they take a bath in once every couple months. And then they like drink it, turn it into beer.
I was thinking it was like diarrhea from the.
That's probably more realistic.
What's it? What do you get when you don't have any vitamin C? You get the.
Oh fuck! I don't remember. Shingles. Nope, that's not it.
Whatever it is, when you don't get it, it makes you diarrhea yourself. This will not do that. I don't think. Pirate Water. I'm reaching out to him, bro.
Do it.
Like and subscribe. To the bar is open, of course, because you're on this channel already, like this one. But do us a big-ass favor. Go over to Baldy and the Big Guy podcast channel.
Giant-ass
favor. On YouTube. We're small. We're growing. And what the fuck did my wife just yell?
I can hear.
She's speaking Spanglish. Baldy and the Big Guy on YouTube. Like and subscribe. You can also find us out on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, all the things. Go out, give us a review out there if you don't mind. Small. We'll grow it. We'll continue growing it. We're going to be basically, this is going to change a little bit. We're going to be focusing in on food stuffs and
some fun food stuff we can just get into.
Yeah. So thank you guys so much. We'll catch you
on
next
week.
On the
flip side. Let's go cook some steaks.
The flip side. We're going to flip some fucking, we got 4 T-bones coming up. Cheers.